So, Alison, you went to find out about the 30-day challenge. What is it and how does it work?
Yes, I went to a one-day seminar about it. The basic idea is that, according to psychologists, 30 days is about the time it takes to really develop a new habit, because that's how long it takes for our brains to shift to a new direction. So often, if we try something new, we give up after about a week or two, because our brain hasn't adapted. So the idea of the 30-day challenge is you choose something you want to do, like drink less coffee, for example, and you keep going for exactly 30 days.
So if you manage to do it for 30 days and you feel good about it, you'll probably keep to it. Is that the idea?
That's right, yes. But the other thing about it is that 30 days isn't a very long time. 30 days goes past quite quickly anyway. So if you decide to do something completely new, let's say you decide to get up at dawn every day and see the sunrise, maybe you wouldn't want to keep it up for your whole life, but it might be fun to do it for just 30 days. So it's also a chance to try something different. And if you're successful, it's great. But if it doesn't work out, it doesn't matter too much.
I see. So it's not just about giving up bad habits. The idea is really that you try out something new.
Yes, very much so. There were people at the seminar, for example, who'd written a short poem every day for 30 days, and someone else had tried to eat something new every day for 30 days. So it's a chance to do something you've always wanted to do, or maybe something new that you'd never thought of doing.
It sounds a lot of fun if you've got time for it.
Yes, well, you can either do something that doesn't really get in the way of your life, like writing a poem. You can do that in your lunch break. It's easy. Or you can take time out and have a go at something you've always wanted to do, like paint a picture or climb mountains or something. Obviously, to do something like that, you need to make an effort. And, of course, you have to give yourself a time limit of 30 days.
So it sounds like you think it's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea, yes. I came away convinced.
So are you planning to try the 30-day challenge yourself?
Yes, in fact, I already am. I decided to put my car keys in a drawer and I'm going to cycle everywhere for 30 days, even if it rains.
And how's it going so far?
Really well. I'm finding it much easier than I expected.
And when did you start?
This morning.
Well, good luck with that, Alison. Now, Alison's only just started, but next up on the Life and Style podcast, we're going to talk to a few more people who've been doing the 30-day challenge. They're all about halfway through, and they've done it successfully so far.